FS Insider, a premium edition of the Financial Sense News Hour. Today's host is Senior Editor Chris Sheridan.
Joining us on the show today is Justin Smythe at nextbigtrade.com, and Justin actually developed a screening tool that uses stage analysis to gauge the overall health of the market and various sectors. Justin, before we drill down into some of the data that you're watching currently, would you mind giving our audience a quick rundown of stage analysis and how it works?
Stage analysis is a trend following system that was articulated in the book Secrets for Profiting in Bull and Bear Markets by Stan Weinstein, and it uses the weekly price action and the 30-week moving average to determine what stage a stock is in and the actions to take according to the stages. So it has four stages. Stage one is a basing phase where the price action just moves sideways for a period of time. And then when the stock breaks out, it moves into stage two. And what you want to look for is an increase in volume along with the breakout of the price action above the moving average. And that's considered the bull market phase. And the ideal buy point is when it transitions from stage one into stage two. Now, as a bull market progresses over time, eventually it tops out into what's called stage three, where the price action starts moving above and below the moving average once again. And then eventually bull markets come to an end and we have a stage four downtrend, otherwise known as a bear market, and that's where the price action declines below the 30-week moving average. So it's really just a simple trend following system using weekly price action and the 30-week moving average to determine the signals whether you should buy, hold, or sell the stock or ETF or investment.
Okay, so like you pointed out, there's really four stages. This was developed by Stan Weinstein in his book. We have actually spoken to Stan on our program a number of times in the past, and it's always a pleasure to speak to Stan because he's such a well-known technician, and obviously his book made quite a big impact on technicians and trading. So this is part of his strategy. And like you said, you know, stage one is this basing pattern. Stage two is when you see a breakout and a bull market phase. Stage three is when the stock or sector index tops out. And then stage four is when you move into a bear market. And a lot of this is based upon the price action around that 30-week moving average, like you just said. Let's talk about your screening tool a little bit, because essentially you've taken your background, as I understand it, as a software developer, and you've now taken this and implemented it for tracking the market as a whole, including various sectors. So let's talk a little bit about that screener. And I do want to point out that if you want to look at it, you can go to nextbigtrade.com and then click the screener tab. That will take you there. And there's also some other tabs that give you more of a drill down on stage analysis with some charts as well, if you want to look at that and have some visual information to follow along with us. But let's talk about your screening tool and how it works.
What I did was I used my software engineering skills to develop this tool because I liked the system so much and it helped my trading so much. I didn't really find a tool out there on the internet to use stage analysis and actually screen stocks with it. So I just made it myself. And what it allows you to do is not only to see the stage of whatever stock or ETF you're interested in, but compare different market sectors and the indexes. And there's really three steps to stage analysis. The first step is to understand the strength of the market indexes and whether they're in a bull or bear market. And that really has a big impact on whether whatever stock or ETF you're looking at is going to be in a bull or bear market. If the stock market is in an overall bull market, you have a lot better chance of having individual stocks in a bull market as well. And vice versa, when the stock market's in a bear market, it's hard to find stocks that go up counter trend to the overall market. So the first step is really, if you go to the indexes page, like looking at the overall health of the stock market and the percentage of stocks in each stage is shown on that page. So you can see if an index has more than 50% of stocks in stage two, that suggests that more than half of the market is in an uptrending phase. And that's kind of what I consider a healthy market. And I have like different indexes, the FTSE, the Canadian indexes are on there, as well as U.S. markets. I also have U.S. stock market sectors, which is important because you want to start drilling down from the indexes and kind of drill into what sectors are performing the best. And actually in the book, Stan talks about how maybe up to like 60% of a stock's performance is related to what sector it's in and whether that sector is performing well or not. So the, really the next step, once you've determined that the overall stock market is healthy, is to start finding the best stock market sectors. So if you go to the markets page, that's where I show different stock market sectors, and you can actually sort them by stage two as well. And it kind of, that gives you a ranking of what's performing the best in the market. And you really want to start looking there when you're trying to pick individual stocks, because like I said, if a large number of stocks in a sector are performing well, that means that your chances of picking a winning stock are much improved. And typically when the market is healthy and in an uptrend, there's a few different sectors that are actually like performing well and leading the market. So that's what you can do there. And then once you click on an individual market sector, you can start looking at the individual stocks. And then you want to look for stocks that are early in stage two. I have a weeks column, which shows you how long they've been in a particular stage. So what you want to find is stocks that are early on in their breakout, that are breaking out on big volume. So you can sort by volume as well. And it shows you the relative volume over the last couple of weeks. And then another important factor is resistance, where you want stocks that are making new highs and aren't fighting against former price resistance when they're in their uptrend. So it's important to have as little resistance as possible. And basically with this screener, you can kind of do all this information gathering and kind of form your plan if you're using the system as far as picking out your trades and really kind of getting a good overall picture of what's going on in the market.
So before we drill down in some of the specific sectors and where we're seeing perhaps the greatest strength currently and the weakest strength, let's talk about the big picture for a moment in terms of what your screening tool is saying about where global markets are currently, you know, maybe the U.S. stock market compared to foreign markets. You know, let's take things from a broad picture for a moment and talk about what you're seeing in terms of the stage analysis when we look at, you know, the S&P. Are we seeing a lot of S&P companies that are in stage two, that are in that bull market phase, which is what you want to see? Are they topping out? Are we seeing an increase in stage four bear market movements? You know, so what are your thoughts in terms of where we are currently and how things have changed since perhaps even last year?
What happened at the start of last year was the S&P 500 broke out back above the 30-week moving average around the March timeframe, and that was coming off of a period of about a year and a half where the S&P 500 kind of went sideways, and we had those two big drops, one in 2015 and one in early 2016. And then the market recovered and has been in an uptrend ever since early 2016. And what happened back in then was a lot of cyclical sectors like industrial metals, steel, even gold mining stocks had huge runs starting in early 2016 and continuing for most of the rest of the year. And once the election occurred, you had another rotation in the market where a lot of financials and industrials and some other sectors that had lagged the cyclical sectors started taking over leadership. So you had another big upleg, you know, that took off early November 2016. And then recently, over the last couple months, especially starting in March, you've seen really just the leadership in the market and the number of stocks and sectors narrowing. The breadth has gone down really. And the only thing that's really been performing well lately has been large cap tech stocks and stocks related to the semiconductor industry. You've seen actually the Dow and the NASDAQ 100 outperform the Russell 2000 this year, which typically in a strong market, you see small caps outperforming large cap stocks. So the market has turned more defensive as we get into 2017. And that could be due to the fact that we've had a good bull market run over the last year and a half, and the market's kind of digesting these gains. So that's kind of what's going on with the market right now. The foreign markets have underperformed the U.S. market for the last few years, and we're seeing a little bit of outperformance in the foreign markets over the last couple of years. And that could be related to, you know, a lot of foreign markets are more tied to commodities, which did perform well last year. But commodities actually are the big underperforming market so far in 2017. A lot of like the steel stocks and the industrials and the big gainers from last year have really struggled so far in 2017. So you've basically seen a couple of big rotations so far since early 2016. And we're waiting to see currently whether this weak stock market breadth is going to morph into a bigger correction. Or on the other hand, we could have, you know, some sectors that are setting up to maybe move higher and thus, you know, maybe propel the stock market higher after a brief pause.
Yeah, one of the things that the technicians we have on each week will discuss a lot of times is this idea of breadth. That's the level of stocks that are participating in a bull market. And of course, if you start to see less and less companies moving higher, that is, they're moving below their moving averages or they're starting to decline in their own private bear markets. And what's leading the market higher now is just a smaller amount of stocks, you know, whether or not that's being, you know, major tech stocks or the like, that's a sign of weakness. Breadth, and then a good way of measuring whether or not the market is healthy or not. And that's basically what your screening tool does as well, I would say, with breaking it out into these different stages. You know, how many stocks are we seeing in that stage two breakout bull market phase? How many are topping out? How many are breaking down? And it's interesting because, as you just noted, with foreign markets, you know, we have seen a lot of money now rotating into Europe, into foreign emerging markets. And it seems like more money is being pulled away from the U.S. stock market, given concerns over it being overvalued, widely overvalued by some metrics. You know, if you look at Doug Short's average of his four valuation measures, we're at the second highest in recorded history. Behind the tech bubble, we're now higher than 1929. This is something we've been discussing on the show for some time. So there are some concerns in terms of U.S. stock market valuations. But if we go to your screening tool once again, and if you look at the indices portion, and if I click and drill down on stage two, that's again the number of stocks that are in breakout phase or in a bull market. Foreign markets are at the very top with almost 94% in stage two, and that covers, you show 16 different tickers. Emerging markets following that, and then you can see U.S. markets a little bit further down, and then commodities at the very bottom. So commodities, in terms of what we should be seeing for a healthy bull market or the signs of a nascent bull market, would you say that commodities are not showing that? Because there was a lot of bullishness, I would say, on the commodity sector earlier this year. It seems a lot of that is reversed now that we've seen inflation measures start to tick down some. So what are your thoughts in terms of the commodity sector? Because again, it's ranked very low. It's at the very bottom when we look at the number of tickers in your commodity index that are in that stage two.
Exactly. Commodities across the board have been performing poorly this year. And like I said, some of it could be due to how much they gained last year. I think the industrial metals ETF XME was up over 100%. So you could be seeing kind of a logical pullback in some commodity sectors. But then you have other sectors like agriculture that tried to start breaking out last year and just failed and has resumed its trend lower. And then you had the precious metals had a big year to start 2016, and that rally lasted until around July or August. And there was a big pullback, including the election where gold had a lot of major technical damage done to it. And it's really been kind of trying to recover ever since and kind of just grinding sideways. I kind of view the commodities markets as, you know, they're kind of in like this attempt to bottoming type phase. Like you had the big moves in 2016 where a lot of people were saying that maybe this is the end to the multi-year bear market that's kicked off for commodities in 2011. And the price action suggested that they could be correct, but you've also had these weakness recently. And, you know, a lot of it could be due to a lot of overhead resistance too. These markets have to fight back through a lot of people that, if they're still holding these investments, might be trying to get back to even. And that creates kind of this overhead selling pressure that these markets have to fight through to, you know, resume their bull markets. So I think commodities are a sector to keep an eye on because a lot of them are still very depressed. I think you could have some big bull markets in these sectors at some point. But if you're going to really follow the stage analysis system, you want to find markets that are breaking out of stage one bases into stage two. And you can't say that the commodities markets are doing that right now. A lot of them are back below the 30-week moving average and are going to need to kind of strengthen their price action again to be back into the buy position. So you could see maybe these markets just grind sideways for a while longer while you have bull markets in other sectors. And like you said, these foreign markets, a lot of them are in these big multi-year consolidations where they really didn't experience the bull market with new highs like the S&P 500 and the U.S. markets did. And given the fact that they have been depressed, there's probably not a lot of bullishness in those areas yet still. And if they do break out, you'll probably see even bigger rotations of money into those markets as they start making new highs, if they do break out into new all-time highs and, you know, continue their stage two trends that, you know, they've been in for the last couple of years.
You know, it's interesting. One last thought on commodities is because we've had two leading analysts that cover China pretty heavily. That's Leland Miller at the China Beige Book and Michael Pettis, who's also located in China. He's a professor there. And Michael Pettis is very well known for covering China. He writes at China Financial Markets. He's now with the Carnegie Endowment Fund. But both of them we've had on. Well, we just had Leland Miller on, and then Michael Pettis, I think we had on just earlier this year. And both of them felt that a large part of the commodity story is tied to China, of course, because they were one of the largest consumers of commodities in the world, given how much they were building with their construction. And now we see, you know, this whole problem of ghost malls or ghost cities and whatnot in China, which they still have. They haven't filled a lot of those buildings with people, given their demographics. But that being said, you know, they did not think that the story behind commodities was strong when we consider what China is facing with a lot of their structural problems. And they thought that essentially the big move that we saw in commodities, a lot of the bullishness, maybe last year or even more recently, that that was based on a faulty belief that China was turning the corner and that was going to now either stabilize or accelerate higher, which they did not believe that's the case. So, you know, again, I think a large part of the commodity story is related back to China. They, in particular, were still bearish and, you know, didn't think commodities was a good place to be. But going back to your screening tool, like you say, you know, you can identify when a lot of these commodities are moving from stage one, where it sounds like a lot of them are currently, or even partially in stage four, into that stage two, when they finally do see that breakout. You know, I want to talk about some of the sectors that you have here, because I think it's important to think, how would you use this for identifying turning points? What would be an important thing that people should keep in mind in terms of understanding, you know, when a sector or an index is moving from, you know, that topping out phase into a bear market, or from a bear market or consolidation into a bull market? How do you use that screening tool to identify when that's taking place?
Actually, if you go to the health page on the screening tool, it'll show you, you can sort by the percentage of stocks in each sector that are moving into a different phase. And sometimes I start there to kind of get a feel for sectors that are experiencing a big rotation in stocks into stage two or into stage four. I'm mostly interested in stocks that are moving into stage two because I like to trade from the long side. So I go there, I go to the markets page as well and sort by stage two. And I actually have a stage two volume column, which if you sort by that, it kind of gives you a feel for if any sectors have a lot of stocks that are moving into stage two on high volume, you'll see that number big for those sectors. And then actually on the watch list page too, that actually brings in stocks from any sector or index that are early on in stage two that are experiencing high volume. And I'll look there. And really what I'm trying to do is I'm doing a little bit of homework and trying to get a feel for how the market's behaving. And when the market is healthy, you'll see a large number of stocks taking good volume and moving into stage two. And you'll see this across a sector. Like, for example, semiconductors have been strong for the last year. And early last year, you saw like Nvidia break out on high volume. And then what typically happens is not all the stocks move at the same time. So if you see a sector where you have a big new market leader and then you have a lagging stock, sometimes you can get in on those stocks that have lagged and actually will perform just as well. Like one example of that with semiconductors is AMD. AMD actually broke out later than Nvidia did, but had a big move last year. And even into this year, there's a stock ticker symbol AAOI that's had a big run this year that is more of an IPO, but it broke out of a basing pattern early this year. So really what you're trying to do is get a feel for what sectors are leading the market. And if you see, like, once you start looking at these charts, and there's a link to Stock Charts and some other services on the screening site, but I like to use Stock Charts a lot, and I'm trying to get a feel for sectors that are breaking out. And once I see that, I want to be involved in that sector and start, you know, finding good buy points and aligning my trades according to that. One thing that I did last year with the gold stocks actually was, what you can do as well is, if you're watching a sector that's in stage one, if you see it starting to move into stage two, starting to break out, I mean, that's like the best place to be. So I was monitoring the gold stocks for a while because they were in such a long bear market. And once they started breaking out, I think Stan Weinstein referred to it in his book as like a hit parade. It was like one after the other started moving. And, you know, this occurred over a period of multiple months. So there was plenty of opportunities to get into that market back in 2016. And you've seen the same thing in other sectors like semiconductors. So as I said, you got to do a little bit of homework, but you're just trying to get familiar with what's leading the market and what could be leading. What's kind of like, if you see that transition out of that basing phase, bases are extremely important to kind of find and track. Another one example would be what I did earlier this year with the uranium stocks. They formed a nice stage one base all during 2016. And the uranium mining stocks actually outperformed the price of uranium, which is kind of what you see at the end of a bear market in sectors. And they broke out earlier this year into a stage two, but they, unfortunately, that stage two rally failed and they're back down into like a basing pattern again now. And most likely the reason that happened was because of the weakness in commodities. But again, that was an example of kind of finding a stage one base. And then as it started breaking out, getting involved and just using the system to trade the market.
Now, if I look at the number of stocks that are in a bull market in that stage two currently, and that's in your market section, it shows, you know, if I screen by the ones that have the largest number, resorts and casinos is at the top. There's 19 different tickers that you follow there. Residential construction, machine tools and accessories, housewares and accessories, home improvement stores, general entertainment, and 3D printing. So all of those have 100% of those stocks in stage two. So that's where we're seeing a lot of strength currently. We actually just spoke to Bill Studebaker. He is the president CIO of the Robo Global ETF, which tracks 3D printing stocks, robotic stocks, automation, logistical companies, you know, all the like that go into that area. And certainly 3D printing has been doing well. So that would be, I would say, a good way to track whether or not, you know, those stocks are going from stage two into stage three, how long that move is going to be sustaining going forward. In terms of some of the weakest sectors, if I just scroll down to the bottom, it looks like, you know, short index ETFs, which is interesting. There's none that are in stage two, government bonds, drug stores, department stores, currencies, coal, and Canadian silver miners also have none of their stocks. There's 18 that you follow there that are in a bull market with them either basing or topping, and then with the wide majority being in a bear market. So you've got a lot of different sectors that you track, which it's really interesting to look at the trends according to stage analysis. And I want to ask you about the broad market again, because if we look at the indices, again, we see most of the strength currently in foreign markets. Most of those are in stage two. That is, they're in a bull market. Emerging markets following that. Commodities at the bottom. But the U.S. stock market as a whole, if we look at the S&P 500, you know, as you said, the way you gauge the health is if over 50 of the stocks of the components are in stage two. So the S&P 500 is at 58.8, around 60%. So that still shows that the S&P 500 is generally healthy. At which point would you be worried that, you know, we're seeing the U.S. stock market move from that stage two into stage three? What's the flip? Is it just when, you know, we get under that 50% mark, or what are some of the things that you'd be looking for?
Yeah, definitely under the 50% mark is a warning sign, because then, like, if you're picking a stock in the S&P 500, you have a 50-50 chance of it being in an uptrend or being in another phase where it's either topping out or maybe in a downtrend. So that's kind of where I draw the line. A lot of times markets are very strong when they're above 60% of stocks in stage two. So like right now it shows that the Dow Jones has above 60%. But Another thing that I want to actually build into this tool is kind of a history of how this is evolving. And what you'll actually see if you go to this tool on a weekly or daily basis is that these numbers have actually decreased from where they've been recently. The Dow Jones was above 70% and the S&P 500 was above 60%. So the trend in the direction of where these numbers are moving is actually down, and it's actually been kind of stagnant since early March of this year. And actually, if you go to the health page at the top, I show the count of the strengthening sectors and the weakening sectors. And I've noticed that the number of weakening sectors has actually outnumbered the number of strengthening sectors since early March of this year. So that's telling me that this market's being led by less and less sectors. And like I said, if you go back to where the indexes were at, the Dow Jones is actually outperformed the S&P 500 this year. And that's typical of a kind of a late rally too, where money gets more involved in large cap stocks because they're more liquid and they can move out if the market weakens even further. So these are all signs to me that this rally is just getting weak right now. And it's just a matter of how far does it need to correct to kind of get buyers back into the market? Does it need to just, you know, is it going to move sideways for a while? Is it going to have a bigger correction? We don't know, but we can continue to observe the action. And if we see some sectors taking some volume and breaking out, that'll be suggestive that the market's ready to turn around and continue rallying. And vice versa, if you don't see that, then the market's still in a corrective phase. But as you've noted, you know, these foreign markets continue to kind of remain a little bit resilient here. So, you know, that could be suggestive that we've finally seen kind of a turn in money flows. The U.S. has been the big focus really since 2008. Really, we've had like almost a decade of U.S. stock outperformance. And then, you know, the decade before that, it was all about foreign markets, a lot of emerging markets. China did really well. And so obviously, you know, markets cycle over time. And really what you're trying to do is position yourself for the next big move. And, you know, as markets go through these different cycles, you know, this tool is a good way to kind of keep track of what's going on in the markets.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you for coming on to FS Insider and speaking with us about what you do at Next Big Trade, particularly the screening tool that you've developed. I think it's fascinating because, you know, once again, we have spoken to Stan Weinstein on our program. We follow his work at our own company. And so you've really taken your background in software engineering and development and now applied stage analysis to the market and automated it in a very easy to follow format with your screening tool. Once again, you can go to it. You can look through all of the different market indices and the sectors if you'd like by going to nextbigtrade.com and then clicking where it says screener at the top. So with that said, Justin, are there any other ways that our listeners can follow more of your work or find out about what you do at Next Big Trade?
Sure. Yeah. I write articles at nextbigtrade.com, and I also do videos on my site as well. And you can see them on my YouTube channel. I can be contacted on Twitter at nextbigtrade is my handle. You can also email me at nextbigtrade@gmail.com. So there's a number of different ways to contact me. And I intend on kind of continuing to enhance the screener as well as kind of provide information on what I'm seeing in the markets. And I always, you know, apply that to the stage analysis system because it's really my preferred way of viewing the market. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. I've been a listener and a reader at Financial Sense for a number of years, and you guys do a lot of great work at your site.
Well, thanks, Justin. And once again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. We look forward to having you on again and particularly to track how some of these trends play out when we look at, you know, where a lot of the strength is currently with the foreign markets and commodities, a lot of stories that are playing out here. And I think as you noted earlier, you know, one of the key things is to see whether or not these rotations take place. If money's not rotating from one area of the market into another area, and we can see that evidenced by moving from one stage into the next, that's when you start to see some some of the warning signs crop up. So at this point, it appears that we are seeing money rotate from the S&P 500, from U.S. stock markets, the foreign markets. But if we start to see that money rotate out of financial assets into cash and perhaps into bonds, then that might be a warning sign that the overall market is going from stage two into stage three and potentially moving into the stage four bear market. So once again, you can look at all of this data at nextbigtrade.com. Look at the screener. If you have any ideas on how Justin can further beef up his tool, as he noted, you can email him at nextbigtrade@gmail.com. Justin, it was a pleasure. We look forward to having you on again.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on the show.
So again, as I mentioned, Justin Smythe's work at Next Big Trade and with the screening tool is based on stage analysis. That was originally articulated by Stan Weinstein, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past. He is a pretty big name technician. He doesn't get a lot of media attention. And so when we were able to have him on, I believe it was in 2012 and 2013, and he was making a big, bold call at that point in time on our show saying that he thinks the U.S. stock market is getting ready to run. He was seeing a major breakout in U.S. stocks and predicted, if my memory serves me correctly, a run for the roses when we think about the S&P 500. And we certainly saw that in 2013. That was a big, big year for the stock market. So that's Stan Weinstein once again, and he uses stage analysis. He uses this as a way of, as a trend following tool, and also as a way of looking at the number of stocks that are in each of those stages, whether or not they're consolidating, whether or not they're breaking out, topping out, or in a bear market. So that corresponds to each of those four stages. So it's both a breadth and a trend following tool. And the nice thing about Justin Smythe's screening tool is it shows you a real clean, very easy to follow breakdown of all of the different sectors, the different markets, where they are in each of those different stages. So a very useful tool. If this is something that you are interested in, if you do appreciate Stan Weinstein's work, you will definitely appreciate this screening tool, especially given the fact that you can very easily rank from high to low how many different stocks in any sector are in stage two or stage three, for example. So very easy to use, very simple, very convenient. And we hope to have Justin on in the future to give us an update on trends that we're seeing in terms of the broad market indices, in terms of various sectors. And, you know, just to recap kind of what he said, when it comes to the U.S. stock market, he does see the market being led by less and less sectors. So in terms of stage analysis, there's fewer stocks that are in that stage two, moving into stage three, topping out, or into the other stages. So less and less stocks that are now in that bull market phase. And to him, that's a sign that the rally is weakening. We have seen a pullback in the stock market recently. Some are attributing that the drawdown or the weakness that we saw with talk about Trump being impeached. I think one thing that we should keep in mind in terms of the likelihood of a Trump impeachment is that Republicans are in control of both the House and the Senate. So there would have to be a lot of defectors from the Republican side to the Democratic side in order to allow an impeachment process to take place. If we were to compare this, for example, to Nixon with the last Republican president, the composition of Congress was not nearly as skewed to the Republican side. So it's much, much harder this time around to see Trump being impeached. So if you are fearing that that's going to happen, as investors seem to be in reacting some of this recent news, at this point, it does seem unlikely that that is going to happen. But be that as it may, looking at the technical condition of the market, as we just outlined, and as Justin said, we are seeing weakening breadth. So that is something that we need to keep on our radar. If we continue to see more and more stocks move from the stage two, when we're talking about the U.S. stock market, into these other stages, particularly in stage three and eventually into stage four, which is bear market, that is going to be a warning sign. So that's one thing that you can track. We will do that here on our show as well. And we do, of course, every week with the technicians that we have on Saturday. And lastly, when it comes to any trend trading strategy like stage analysis, one thing to keep in mind is that it doesn't work as well when you're in a volatile sideways market. That is, when you're seeing stocks consolidate and when you don't see a large number of stocks or the broad market indices trending one way or another. So that's where you'll get a lot of whipsaws because it's based on moving averages in many cases. So if you're consolidating sideways, you're going to get a lot of false signals up and down as you break above a moving average, break below. So it's really in trending markets where this type of analysis works best. So I think that's an important caveat to look at. However, with that being said, you can certainly look at breadth measures, which this does. So I think that's a helpful way to add an additional layer to your analysis in terms of what might be driving the trend higher or lower. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me at Chris, C-R-I-S, at financialsense.com. And we will also have a number of links to nextbigtrade.com, his screening tool, and some other resources that you might find helpful for your own investment analysis. I'm Chris Sheridan. You're listening to FS Insider at financialsense.com.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSM. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.